Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The Metro Nashville Public School Board is asking for a $12 million increase in its operations budget. That's just to keep the services the district already has. Board Chair Frieda Player says the high costs for educating students are necessary to provide a quality learning environment.
As we go and advocate for our teachers and our support staff and all of our employees, education is a service-based industry, for lack of a better word, and that it costs to provide the service, and you can't go cheap on providing the service.
The district also has an aspirational budget. It includes investments in early learning opportunities, workforce retention, and school health clinics. Board members say teachers need more support, so they're asking for a nearly $6 million investment in classroom associates. The budget isn't finalized yet. Next, Mayor Freddie O'Connell will announce how much of the city's budget will go toward MNPS during his State of the Metro address on April 29th. The Memphis church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech is getting a makeover. A federal grant of more than $1 million will be used to upgrade technology and make long-term improvements to the Mason Temple, which was built in 1945. Mason Temple was a hub for many civil rights activities in the 1950s and 60s. King made his I've Been to the Mountaintop address there. Separately, more than $3 million will go toward restoring the Claiborne Temple. That's where sanitation workers staged the strike that brought King to Memphis. The two churches are located near the former Lorraine Motel where King was assassinated in April of 1968. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.
This is